We can do that all night. It's kind of fun. Oh. Who's ready to worship? I know I didn't say it in a very excited voice, but come on. Cricket, cricket, cricket. Come on. I'm excited to worship, and I'm excited to worship with you guys. Like Gabriel was saying, we're just really excited to worship as a family, and to really learn what that means, really learn what that looks like, and really learn how that feels, and just really learn, like, we want to worship with you. We don't want to just worship, we don't want to just play songs, because that's just pointless. Like, I've said it before, and I can say it 1,000 times, it's just, it's dumb. Like, I don't want to sit up here and just play a song, and you guys be entertained, and, you know, walk away. Oh, yeah, that's cool. All right. You can play some guitar. All right. We really just want to worship with you. And so, it looks differently every single time. There's no formula. We're going to do the best we can to just worship and to seek God. And we invite you to do the same. Do what God is putting on your heart. And if that means that God is putting a song on your heart and you want to share it during worship, talk to Gabriel, get the mic. That would be awesome. We'd love to worship with you in that capacity, and not just we sing the song and you follow along. And if God gives you a word and you want to share it, talk to Gabriel, get the mic, share it, because that would be awesome. We want to see God use your gifts in worship as well, not just ours. And you know, and that doesn't even need to be over the mic. If you feel like you just want to encourage somebody or talk to somebody, do that. That's worship. You know, if God is moving on you through music to do something, let's be obedient to that, because that's what worship is about. It's not just us using our gifts and you guys following along, but it's designed, I think, to draw us closer to God and to bring, you know, allow God to work through us and to speak through us and to do things. And so if God is putting something on your heart, join us in worship in that way. And if not, just join us in singing and seeking God, because that's really, that's just what it's about. So, amen. Sweet.
Thank you.
theme of worship this week is that just the awesomeness of God's love. And I don't think we could ever sing about it enough. So as we're worshiping, we continue to worship. Just think what God's love has done for you in your life. As I said, it's personal. It means something different. So what has God done for you? Wind is strong.
Wind is strong and the water's deep. I'm not alone here in these open seas. 'Cause your love never fails. Chasm is far too wide. I never thought I'd reach the other side. But your love never fails. You stay the same. You stay the same through the ages. Your love never changes. There may be pain. Joy comes in the morning. And when the oceans rage, I don't have to be afraid. Because I know that you love me. Your love never fails.
You make all things.
Together for my good. You make all things work together for my good. You make all things work together for my good. You make all things work together for my good. Same through the ages. Your love never changes. There may be pain in the night, but joy comes in the morning. And when the oceans rage, I don't have to be afraid. Because I know that you love me. Your love never fails. You stay the same through the ages. Your love never changes. There may be pain in the night, but joy comes in the morning. And when the oceans rage, I don't have to. I know that you love me. Your love never fails. Your love never fails. It will never fail me. Never fail. Your love never fails. Even when I do, never fail. Oh.
what is true, though I cannot see. If the storms of life they come and the road ahead gets steep, I will lift these hands in faith. I will believe. I remind myself of all that you've done. Storms of life, they come.
us and hold us in your love. Nothing can separate us. That we can say, I am yours, not because of anything that we do, but because of your love, God.
I am yours all my days, Jesus, I thank you.
love about this song is that when Megan wrote it, it was something that she was going through. And I believe that we all go through this. So it's just a really real song. Need to be real tonight. If you just really need a connection, you need Jesus to make this your song. And that no matter what happens in our life, whether it's good or bad, whatever we do, if we sin and turn away from God, He always wants us back. And no, I'll never really be able to comprehend that because it's just too amazing. But I accept it. If you just need a touch of God, you need to just be real tonight. And we're going to be real with people in a little bit, and with each other. But if you need to just start being real with God, make this your song. Tell God that you accept His love. And you accept that no matter where we are, no matter what we've done, He always wants us back. He's always pursuing us and always loving us. So I think we're going to keep playing this for a little bit, just for like a minute or two more. Unless Gabriel has anything else, and just in that time when we're just being silent, we're not singing anything, I just encourage you to be real with God. It looks like Billy's got a word, and we're just going to stay like this and just and see God and just...
struggling with for a while past was feeling not good enough. And is there anyone else in here that feels like they're not good enough or feels like they fail? And it's like you get in like this little funk of where you get kind of angry and you get mean, you can't seem to like get past it. And the thing I realized was that I am not good enough, and like each and every one of us are not good enough, but it never mattered. Like every time the devil told you like you're not good enough, it's like he was right, but the lie was that it was a problem. Because nowhere in the Bible, when God never required of you to be good enough or to be successful or to feel like you have what it takes. And the biggest problem is just not even accepting it. It's like, because if we were good enough, then we wouldn't even need God. Like, that would defeat the whole purpose of what Jesus died for. Jesus died so you wouldn't have to try on your own or feel like you have to be good enough. It doesn't even matter. It's like, you are a failure. You're not good enough. So what? So what? It's like, yeah. Devil, you're right, I'm not good enough, but it never mattered, because Christ lives inside of me, and He can do everything that I can't. He is good enough, and it doesn't even matter.
Amen.
So I just like to kind of just pray over us tonight, that we just have that revelation, or just come to realize that it doesn't matter if you're not good enough. It never mattered. So God, I just pray right now that you would just make this revelation just everybody's, help them to just own it right now, that it doesn't matter if they're good enough or not, God, that you never required that of us. God, it doesn't matter if we don't measure up or if we don't have what it takes, because you do, and that's all that matters. You died on the cross so that we wouldn't have to try to do a darn thing, that we can just be who we are in you. God, I pray right now just a release of that in Jesus' name. Amen.
first step in recovery in anything is accepting and embracing the reality of what it is that you have that is out of order or dysfunctional. That makes sense? The first step of recovery is accepting that you're out of order. Accepting that you have an issue. You have a wrong belief system, or you've believed a lie. There's a lot of ideas being tossed around right now regarding this question that most all of us ask. And that question is, if I fail again and again and again, does God still want me? Does God still want me? And if that's the question that we're asking, then God has an answer for each of us. The answer is obvious. The answer is yes. I want you, no matter what, and I disregard every good thing or every bad thing that you've ever done. For your good things will not make me want you more, and your bad things will not make me want you less. Does that make sense? Your good things, when you're doing good in your perspective, will not make God want you more, and the bad things that you do will not make God want you less. God wants you and loves you because He wants you and because He loves you. And I know we've heard that, and I know we've read that, and I know we've sung that. But then there's this problem. There's a dichotomy in our mind. A dichotomy is simply two things that contradict each other that you're thinking about. One, I believe God loves me no matter what. But on the other side, I don't really believe that. Does anybody know what I'm talking about? Like, anybody else? Anybody know what I'm saying? Like, okay, I get it. I've heard it. I've preached it. I've prayed it. I've sung it. I've said it. I've talked about it over and over and over again. But when the stuff hits the fan, it just is really hard to believe. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just, yeah, you know, we talk about it every week, but I'm still stuck in this middle ground where I believe it, but I don't believe it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I believe He loves me, but I don't really believe it. I want to believe it. I want to live like it's true, but I don't really live like it's true. Anybody been there? I want you to know that's an okay place to be. Because if you knew God's love perfectly, then you would be perfect. But you don't know God's love perfectly right now, and that's why you're not perfect. But God daily wants to show you His love. So the more love that you understand of Him, the more perfect you become. Now let's do this. If that's you right now, I want you to raise your hand so that we can come around you and lay hands on you and pray for you. If that's you right now, and maybe it's all of us, if there's a group of you, just get together. But raise your hand, and the rest of us, look around. Let's come around each other. Let's encourage each other. Maybe you shouldn't even say a word. Maybe you shouldn't even pray for them, but just be with them. Come on, let's right now. Raise your hand, look for people, go be with them. They're all over the room. They're all over the room. Come on. Keep your hand raised. Look all over the room. Not one person by themselves. There's somebody right back here. Three guys. Three guys, go be with the guys. Girls, go be with the girls. Let's be with each other in this time. Let's listen to each other. Can we sing that song again? Thank you. seats. We're going to get more time to share here in a little bit. Hey, would you three guys come sit over here? Justin, Isaac, Tobias. I'm going to try to go without a mic tonight. I'm going to speak without a mic tonight because there's not enough of us to use a mic, so I feel awkward using a mic. So even this group right here and all the whole, just those of us who are here, just try to come down somewhere in this vicinity so that I don't have to yell into a mic. Make sure you grab your Bible. If you were at somebody's house hanging out, you wouldn't go sit in the bathroom, would you? You know, like, to hang out, like, you'd go try to sit in the living room. Let's sit in the living room tonight. Let's. Thank you, worship band.
Done.
Yeah. Thank you.